The Gemara Sanhedrin that tests Amud Beis records a machlokas between Rava and Rav Yosef. According to Rav Yosef, if a person comes into court and says, Ploni Riva Ani Lertzoni, this person committed an Avera with me that ought to be Mechayef both of us Misa, the halacha is that he's not Naaman to incriminate the other guy, because he is Naaman to incriminate himself. As soon as he says, Ploni Riva Ani Lertzoni, so Beistin accepts and believes that this man is a Rasha, he's incriminated himself. And once he's a Rasha, he's not Naaman, he's Pasol Eidos to incriminate the other guy. While in contrast, Rava says, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, a person is not believed to incriminate himself. And therefore, because he's not believed to incriminate himself, he does not become a Rasha in the eyes of Beistin. And therefore, he is believed to incriminate the other guy. That requires the additional factor of Pagin and Dibura, but the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rava and Rav Yosef is whether or not a person is believed by court to incriminate themselves. The Achronim have two possible ways of understanding this Machlokas. The first way is that Rava and Rav Yosef are taking diametrically opposite positions. Rava holds that under almost all circumstances, Adam is not Naaman to be Mesim Atzmo Rasha, and Rav Yosef holds that under almost all circumstances, a person would be Naaman to be Mesim Atzmo Rasha. The second pshat in Achronim is that Rava and Rav Yosef are willing to compromise on many positions. Namely, Rav Yosef holds that under certain circumstances, a person is not Naaman to be Mesim Atzmo Rasha, just as Rava would hold that under some circumstances, a person is Naaman to be Mesim Atzmo Rasha. I'll just give you one example of this and how it plays out. If you hold that Rava and Rav Yosef are diametrical opposites, then according to Rava, not only is a person not believed to incriminate himself in a way that would make him pasul le'edos, but a person is not even believed to incriminate himself in a way that simply causes us to believe that he was over on an Avera, even if that Avera is not of sufficient stringency to cause him to be pasul le'edos. So, for example, let's say a person comes in and says that he signed on a shtar, which was pasul. A person is not allowed to sign on a document which is pasul, and this person comes in and said that he did it. And not only that, he says he did it because the person threatened to kill him if he didn't. So the Shev Shmaitza writes that under such circumstances, a person actually might be obligated to risk their life, and rather than sign on this false document, they may be obligated to give up their life rather than sign on this document, Yeharig Bal Yavor, which is a very fascinating shita in its own right to explore. And under such circumstances, a person is not believed, if he comes in and says, this is my signature, but I was forced under threat, pain of death, to sign even though the document was false. The Shev Shmaita says it's possible that he wouldn't be believed according to Rava because he's making himself into a Rasha. He's saying that he signed even though if he had asked the Posek would have told him not to sign, and therefore he's a Rasha for that. And therefore the Shtar remains Kasher because he's not Naaman at all to claim that he himself is a Rasha. That's if you hold that a person can't incriminate himself even with incriminations which would not result in a psal edos. However, if one holds that a person can incriminate himself with averos that do not result in a psal edos, so then the halacha of Edim who come in and say that we signed on this shtar, which is possible, has to be understood differently. Meaning the halacha is, the Rashba writes, that if he comes in and says he signed under pain of death on this shtar, that he's not that he is not Ne'emon, because by making this statement, he's incriminating himself. So if you understand that according to Rava, he can't incriminate himself with any type of incrimination, whether or not it results in a psal edos, So then we have no idea whether this type of eidos that he signed on a false document under pain of death, whether that would cause him to become pasul eidos or not. Maybe it wouldn't cause him to become pasul eidos, but he still is not believed because he can't incriminate himself. However, if you hold that Rava compromises with Rav Yosef, and then Rava agrees that a person is believed to incriminate himself so long as that incrimination does not reach the level which would pasul him le'idos, then one has to explain this Rashba as meaning that if a person says, I saw it on a shtar under pain of death, that was a shtar pasul, so that type of eidos would really incriminate him to the level that he would be pasul le'idos. And based on this, the Shev Shmaitza has a very interesting consequence. He writes that it seems, therefore, that these two pshatim about when we can apply Eino de Mesim Atzmo Rasha are taloi in a machlokes about whether or not a person who's over on an Aveira under pain of death becomes pasul le'idos or doesn't become pasul le'idos. Because, again, in this case, where a person says, I signed on a shtar which was pasul under pain of death, it could be that he's not Naaman because he's pasul le'idos, and that's Eino de Mesim Atzmo Rasha. In which case, signing even under pain of death, doing an Aveira under pain of death, still makes a person a Rasha. Or it could be that he really is Kasher Le'edos, and he's just not Neman, because even if he says that I did an Aveira which doesn't pass on me Le'edos, I still have Nemanos. In which case, doing an Aveira under pain of death would not make a person pass on Le'edos. There was an incredible nafkamina from this Shaila, because in the days following the Spanish Inquisition, when many Jews, Nebuch, were unable to resist the pressure, it was a threat of death, and they, on the surface at least, pretended to convert to Christianity. And then many Jews fled to Portugal, and 2 years later, Portugal made the same decree, and they were caught in the trap, and they also, many of them, had to pretend that they were not Jewish. Now, there were many times, let's say, that people were killed in these areas, and their wives were somewhere else safe, and their wives became agunos, because in all of the country of Spain and all the country of Portugal, pretty much everyone in those countries had done an aveira which would pasul them le'edos, but they had done such an aveira on pain of death, under threat of death. So the question is as follows: if a person does an aveira which pasuls them le'edos, but they did it under pain of death, are they kosher le'edos or are they pasul le'edos? So this depends on the way that the two interpretations of this Chubetz HaRashba, a person who signed on a pasul shtar under pain of death. It could be that it's not, doesn't pasul yule eidos, and they're just not neman to say they did it because they're making themselves a rasha. In which case, if a person came from Spain and testified that a certain man was killed and that therefore his wife is permitted to remarry, so he's not testifying about anything that will make him a rasha, he's testifying about something else entirely that he saw. So he would be Naaman, because any Aveir that he did under pain of death. However, if you hold, like the other side, that Rava and Rav Yosef are totally opposite, and that Rava and Rav Yosef agree that they're close to one another, and therefore Rava would agree that Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha for anything which would not pasul him le'edos, then you'd have to say that signing on a pasul shtar, where we invoke Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, is because even signing on such a shtar under pain of death makes a person into a rasha. V'hu adin nami, that these people who in the anusim in Spain and in Portugal, that they also, even though they did what they did under pain of death, nevertheless they still would be pasul le'edos, and they would not be neman to be matir agunos by testifying that these women's husbands passed away. So basically, we have the two pshatim in the machlokas between Rava and Rav Yosef. One pshat that says that really they're arguing entirely from end to end, and Rava therefore says Eino de Mesim Atzmo Rasha even when that rishus would not pasul yule eidos. And then the other pshat says that they come close to compromise, and that you're actually neman when you're not making yourself. You're neman to incriminate yourself, as long as you don't incriminate yourself to the level where you're pasul le'edos. And we said that's taloi then in another machlokes about whether or not a person who comes in and he did an aveira under pain of death, whether or not that passes him le'idos or doesn't pass him le'idos. And there's a nafkamina from that in terms of whether the anusim of Spain and Portugal were ne'eman to be matir agunos, or whether no, they're pasul le'idos because they committed averos, even though the averos they committed were under pain of death. These two pshatim, in terms of how to understand eno de mesa maxima rasha, is it broad? You can't incriminate yourself ever, ever, ever. Or is it narrow? You can't incriminate yourself to the extent where you pass on yourself le'idos. So the Achronim say that this is tali in an interesting chakira. And the chakira is basically as follows. Do we understand eno de mesa maxima rasha as being that if a person makes himself a rasha, so he's therefore pasul le'idos alt his rishos. Out his rishos, and that's why he's not neman to make himself a rasha. Or is pshat that he's not neman to make himself a rasha in a way that makes him a baldin in this case. He can't make himself a rasha in a, like when he says ploimi rivaani lertzoni, that he himself is a litigant in this case because he's claiming that the other man, you know, committed an avira together with him. So that's why he can't make himself a rasha. But as long as he's not making himself a litigant in this case, perhaps he would be neman to make himself a rasha. So again, it's important, just an important shayla. The scope of the machlokes is: are Rava and Rav Yosef the exact opposite sides, or are Rava and Rav Yosef really compromising? Rava would agree that Adam is neman to incriminate himself as long as he doesn't make himself pasul le'idos. And on the other side, also there are cases where Rav Yosef would concede to Rava if just like Rava would concede to Rav Yosef by psulim that don't make a person into a rasha, Rav Yosef would concede to Rava by certain other psulim that taka in adam neman al hasem atzmo rasha, and that's beyond the scope of what we're discussing right now.